Kamsa, being an asura, was always planning how to kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his mother Devaki. Thus, he was also Krishna conscious. But devotees are Krishna conscious favorably. Vishnu bhakta smito dhevai. Brahma is so powerful that he is in charge of creating an entire universe. Yet he personally came to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhava, Lord Shiva. He's always jubilant in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And what to speak of Narada? Narada Muni, Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni is always chanting the glories of the Lord. And his engagement is to travel all over the universe and find a devotee to make someone a devotee. Even a hunter was made a devotee by the grace of Narada. Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Toshani says that the word Narada Adibhi means that Narada and the demigods were accompanied by other saintly persons like Sanaka and Sanatana, all of whom came to congratulate or welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Kamsa was planning to kill Devaki, he too awaited the arrival of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Padikshangs Taj Janma. Translation again. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala, and Vyas, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna, invisibly approached the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone.
Om Tat Sat. So, Devaki was carrying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in her womb.
So Devaki was carrying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in her womb.
So all these great personalities of the universe.
So all these great personalities of the universe.
Brahma, Shiva.
Brahma, Shiva.
Great rishis like Vyasdeva.
Great rishis like Vyasdev.
Narad Muni. And others.
And others.
Great devas like Indra, Chandra, Varuna.
And others like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna.
They all came to offer their obeisances.
Offer their obeisances.
To the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
To the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Remember that Muni, in the form of a cow, came up to Lord Brahma and expressed her frustration.
Remember, Bhumi in the form of a cow came up to Lord Brahma and expressed her frustration.
That there are so many demonic kings with so many military powers.
That there were so many demonic kings with so many demonic military powers.
That the earth was filled with soldiers and military forces.
That the earth was filled with soldiers and military forces.
And this was causing her distress.
And this was causing her distress.
And people were being displaced from their spiritual duties.
And people were being displaced from their spiritual duties.
So Brahma, with all the devas, went and meditated at the side of the milk ocean.
So Brahma, with all the devas, went and meditated on the side of the milk ocean.
And then I got the response that that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear.
And he got the response that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear.
And then he also told that some of the devas would take their birth in the Vrishni dynasty.
And he also told that some of the devas could take their birth in the Vrishni dynasty.
And that way be part of his pastimes.
And that way be part of his pastimes.
And now the Lord had come.
So now the Lord had come.
He was in the womb of Devaki.
He was in the womb of Devaki.
And he was able to bless and solve all the problems for the Devas.
And he was able to bless and solve all the problems for the Devas.
It says that Krishna could bestow his blessings on everyone.
It says that Krishna could bestow his blessings on everyone. I remember that when Prabhupada was preaching in India,
that time a government job was very attractive.
At that time, a government job was very attractive.
Because less hours. More perks. So many people like to work for the government. Now, I think that it switched. People like to work for the IT companies and other.
Now I think it's switched. People like to work for the IT companies.
But whatever.
So Prabhupada gave an example.
That just like the Indians like to work for the government. So we're all working for the supreme government. And that by working for Krishna. That's the best job they have. Eternal.
You never get laid off. You never get laid off.
And just like it said here, the Lord can bestow blessings on everyone.
Just like it said here, the Lord can bestow blessings on everyone.
So we could get the unlimited blessings of the Lord by serving Him.
So we can get the unlimited blessings of the Lord by serving Him.
So Prabhupada used this example.
So Prabhupada used this example.
One of the unlimited examples that he would use. In the history of Lord Chaitanya. It also states that the Devas. They approached Mother Shachi when she was carrying Lord Chaitanya in her womb.
Invisibly. And interestingly,
so they prayed that we hear you are coming down in this avatar.
So they pray, we hear that you're coming down in this avatar.
To give freely the love of Krishna.
To give freely the love of Krishna.
And so we don't want any material benediction from you.
We don't want any material benediction from you.
We have enough material opulence.
We have enough material opulence.
In fact, we only have two problems.
In fact, we only have two problems.
One is that we get attacked occasionally by the demons.
One is that we get attacked occasionally by the demons.
And the other is that we have so much material sense gratification.
And the other is that we have so much material sense gratification
that we forget about you. And we don't engage in your pure devotional service. So now you're giving out Krishna Prema, please don't forget us.
But now that you're giving out Krishna Prema, don't forget us.
We need your mercy. We don't want any more material sense gratification.
We want mercy.
Lord Chaitanya would have the shadows of the Devas visible to Devaki to Shachi.
Lord Chaitanya would have the shadows of the Devas visible to Shachi. And she would think, what are these shadows?
She started to chant.
The Narsingha mantras.
So the Devas, she sees us and all. She's not supposed to see us.
So the Devas thought, oh, she sees us around. She's not supposed to see us.
We're supposed to be invisible.
We're supposed to be invisible.
There's the Lord playing tricks on us.
And then they flew off.
So, and We see that in the pastimes of Lord Gauranga.
We see in the pastimes of Lord Gauranga.
The devas, they appeared as associates of the Lord.
The devas appeared as associates of the Lord.
Lord Brahma, he came.
Lord Brahma, he came.
In fact, after he stole the calves of Krishna.
In fact, after he stole the calves of Krishna.
And the cowherd boys. And then after he was humbled by Krishna. He felt an urge. That the Lord would come in the next Kali Yuga. And give out love of Krishna. So he wanted to be part of the Lord's pastimes. So he came to Navadvip Dham. In the center island known as Antardvip. He began to chant.
Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! I don't think you want to see him like that.
Come on, really chant.
Gauranga! 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 The Lord appeared. Why are you calling me? He said, my Lord. He obeys.
He offered his obeisances. Then he saw the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. Eyes going back to his ears almost.
His arms going down to his knees.
Beautiful golden color.
And his gently smiling face. So, that reminds us how people are so proud of their personal appearance in Kali Yuga. Even though they have pudgy arms. Round eyes.
I don't know what you call the eyes.
But they're not lotus eyes.
He was standing up, paying obeisances. He was overwhelmed.
But then he gathered himself. My Lord.
He said, my Lord.
Half of my life is already over. I'm in my Dvitiya Parardha. Dvitiya Parardha, that's the second half of my life.
I'm in the Dvitiya Bhaga, the second. Dvitiya Parardha, second part of my life.
And still I offend you. So I want to be free from this tendency to offend you. And, I want to get pure Krishna Prema. And I'd like to be your associate. In this pastimes. The Lord said, Tathastaha.
So be it.
So then he said, you'll appear in the family of a non-Hindu.
So he said, you'll appear in the family of a non-Hindu.
This will teach you humility. And what you will chant. 300,000 names a day.
300,000 names a day.
Of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This will purify you and a tendency to commit offenses and give you pure love.
This will purify you from the tendency to commit offenses and give you pure love.
And you'll be one of my associates.
And you'll be one of my associates.
You'll be known as Haridas.
You'll be known as Haridas.
Haribol.
Haribol.
So that's how Haridas Thakur, he's actually Brahma Haridas.
So Haridas Thakur, he's actually Brahma Haridas.
And then Lord, Gauranga disappeared.
And then Gauranga disappeared.
So Brahma went back to the Satyaloka and got ready.
So Brahma went back to Satyaloka and got ready.
Then he appeared here as Haridas.
Then he appeared here as Haridas.
Advaita is Shiva and Mahavishnu combined.
Advaita is Shiva and Mahavishnu combined.
And Narad Muni is Srivas Thakur.
And Narad Muni is Srivas Thakur.
Brihaspati came as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Brihaspati came as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Like that, different devas, different rishis, they came as different associates of Lord Chaitanya.
Like that, different devas, different rishis came as associates of Lord Chaitanya.
And participated in his pastimes.
And participated in his pastimes.
I was thinking that how great it is to be part of the Lord's pastimes.
I was thinking how great it is to be part of the Lord's pastimes.
And the Lord, when He does His pastimes,
the Lord, when He does His pastimes,
many people don't really know who He is.
Many people don't really know who He is.
But they just love Him.
But they just love Him.
Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
We're reading now the 10th canto.
We're reading now the 10th canto.
So this is just the appearance of Krishna.
So this is just the appearance of Krishna.
And for 16 years he was in Raja.
And for 16 years he was in Vraj.
And he was in Mathura.
Then he was in Mathura.
And Dwarka.
And Dwarka.
So like in Dwarka, sometimes different Brahmas from different universes would come.
Like in Dwarka, sometimes different Brahmas from different universes would come.
Or the sun dev Vivaswan.
Or the sun god Vivaswan.
And various personalities.
And various personalities.
So it was nothing to see some devas walking down the street.
So it was nothing to see some devas walking down the street.
Waiting in line to see Krishna.
Waiting in line to see Krishna.
In Dwarka.
In Dwarka.
So this is new Dwarka.
So this is new Dwarka.
How many devas are coming here to see the deities?
How many devas are coming to see the deities here every day?
We don't know.
We don't know.
But Prabhupada would see them.
But Prabhupada would see them.
One time he was laughing, he said, how Narad Muni came. And he was so happy to see the devotees.
One time Prabhupada saw them and he said Narad Muni came and he was so happy to see the deities.
The devotees. How leftists were taking up Krishna Bhakti.
How they were taking up Krishna Bhakti. Devotees.
And one of my godbrothers told me that he was driving Prabhupada back from I forget if it was Ratha Yatra either in San Francisco or LA.
One of my godbrothers said he was driving back Prabhupada from a Ratha Yatra in San Francisco or LA.
And he was behind the wheel.
He was driving the wheel.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel.
And Prabhupada just walked in, climbed in the car.
And Prabhupada just climbed in the car.
Then turned to him and said, do you see how beautiful Nitai Gaur were dancing amongst his devotees?
And he turned to them and said, you saw how beautiful Nitai Gaur were dancing.
Of course he had no words to say.
Of course he had no words to say.
So, and I was thinking of that. In Brahma Vaivarta Puran.
In the Brahma Vaivarta Puran.
That when Krishna Dwarka, he he was approaching all the sacred rivers and sarovars.
Krishna in Dwarka was approached by all the sacred rivers and sarovars.
And they had pushed Ganga as a spokesperson.
And they had pushed Ganga as the spokesperson.
So she said, well, the symptoms in the world show that soon you'll leave.
She said, the symptoms in the world show that soon you will leave.
And Kali Yuga will begin.
And Kali Yuga will begin.
People will be very sinful.
People will be very sinful.
And they'll dump their bad karmas in us.
And they'll dump their bad karmas in us.
So please take us back with you.
So please take us back with you.
We don't want to stay here and be overwhelmed with bad karma.
We don't want to stay here and be overwhelmed by bad karmas.
So Krishna smiled.
So Krishna smiled.
You know, just hearing about a pure devotee.
You know, just hearing about a pure devotee.
Is purifying.
Is purifying.
And to see one.
And to see one.
Or to hear one.
Or to hear one.
What to speak of touch one.
What to speak of touch one.
So you wait 5,000 years.
So you wait 5,000 years.
Let sinful people bathe in you.
Let sinful people bathe in you.
And I'm going to send someone.
I'm going to send someone.
A devotee.
A devotee.
Who will spread Krishna consciousness.
Who will spread Krishna consciousness.
All over the world.
All over the world.
And they'll give the pure bhakti.
And they'll give the pure bhakti.
And the chanting of the holy names.
And the chanting of the holy
all
names.
Over the, he will give.
He will give.
The chanting of the holy names all over the world.
The chanting of the holy names all over the world.
And so he and his devotees will bathe in your waters.
So he and his devotees will bathe in your waters.
You'll recognize them because they'll be chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And you'll recognize them because they'll be chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So this will bring in a golden age of 10,000 years.
So this will bring in a golden age of 10,000 years.
Where the whole planet will become Krishna conscious.
Where the whole planet will become Krishna conscious.
And many devotees will come and bathe in your waters.
And many devotees will come and bathe in your waters.
So after this 10,000 years.
So after this 10,000 years.
Then the worst dark part of Kali Yuga begins.
Then the worst dark part of Kali Yuga begins.
And then you can go underground like the Saraswati River.
Then you can go underground like the Saraswati River.
And wait till Satyuga comes.
And wait till Satyuga comes.
So, and also in the Chaitanya Mangal.
Also in the Chaitanya Mangal.
By Lochandas.
By Lochandas.
It describes Lord Chaitanya.
It describes Lord Chaitanya.
In Golok Vrindavan.
In Golok Vrindavan.
That he decides to come down.
That he decides to come down.
To the spiritual, Bhumandal.
To Bhumandal.
And he'll preach Krishna consciousness, he'll preach Harinam Sankirtan all over India.
And he'll preach Krishna consciousness, the Harinam Sankirtan, all over India.
But he said that there are people that don't reach that are far away.
But he says that if there are people that he doesn't reach and they're far away,
after 500 years.
After 500 years.
Of my coming. I will send a devotee who will preach all over the world.
I will send a devotee who will preach all over the world.
He'll be my Senapati Bhakta or my commanding devotee.
He would be my Senapati Bhakta or commanding devotee.
And so I was thinking that this is none other than Srila Prabhupada.
So I was thinking that this is none other than Srila Prabhupada.
And that's why I came here to be part of the Prabhupada Festival.
That's why I came here to be part of the Prabhupada Festival.
And I wanted to say this realization in the festival, I couldn't resist.
I wanted to say this realization during the festival, but I couldn't resist.
I may repeat myself. But we could be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
We could be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
But these are his extended pastimes.
But these are his extended pastimes.
In the Chaitanya Bhagavad.
In the Chaitanya Bhagavat,
there's
a verse that says,
Ajati Halila Kodigarai Kodakona Bhagavan Digivadipai. That Lord Chaitanya is still doing his pastimes.
That Lord Chaitanya is still doing his pastimes.
And those who are fortunate.
And those who are fortunate.
Are able to see.
They are able to see.
The Sankirtan book distribution.
The Sankirtan book distribution.
The expansion of our congregation.
The expansion of our congregation.
All these are aspects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
All these are aspects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
And we're very fortunate.
And we're very fortunate.
To be, directly have association with Srila Prabhupada.
To directly have association of Srila Prabhupada.
With those who have had association.
With those who have had association.
Now, also, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Also, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
He wrote. To Srila Prabhupada.
To Srila Prabhupada. To make a long story short.
That those who help you.
That those who help you.
They will also get special mercy.
They will also get special mercy.
So here, how many would like to help Srila Prabhupada?
So here, how many would like to help Srila
Prabhupada?
So you can do that.
So if you do that.
By distributing his books, by keep the temple well maintained.
You do that by distributing his books, keeping the temple well maintained.
By cooperating.
By cooperating.
By extending the congregation.
By expanding the congregation.
By having these festivals.
By having festivals.
So on.
And so on.
In various ways, helping Srila Prabhupada.
In various ways, helping Srila Prabhupada.
You also get blessings.
You also get blessings.
So this is the great good fortune we have.
So this is the great good fortune that we have.
We don't know how much mercy there is in the Lord Chaitanya's holy names.
We don't know how much mercy there is in Lord Chaitanya's holy names.
I met some person.
I met some person.
He told me he was chanting 16 rounds for 26 years.
He told me he was chanting 16 rounds for 26 years.
But he didn't feel any bliss.
But he didn't feel any bliss.
So then I asked him, did you chant the Panchatattva Mantra?
So then I asked him, did you chant the Panchatattva Mantra?
He said, no, I was another Sampradaya.
He said, no, I was another Sampradaya.
I won't mention the Sampradaya.
I won't mention the Sampradaya.
Yeah. Over the loudspeaker.
Over the loudspeaker.
I know, I'll tell you later.
If you want to know, I'll tell you later.
Anyway, there are many Sampradayas in India.
But anyway, there are many Sampradayas in India.
That chant the name of Krishna.
That chant the name of Krishna.
And so he was one of these.
So he was one of these.
I gave him the Panchatattva Mantra.
So I gave him the Panchatattva Mantra.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Vahasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. And 3 months later, I came back to that place.
And 3 months later, I came back to that place.
And this guy, he saw me from a distance.
He saw me from a distance.
He ran up to me.
He ran up to me.
What mantra you gave me? What mantra?
What mantra
oh,
you gave me?
Oh, now I chant Hare Krishna, I feel so much bliss.
Now when I chant Hare Krishna, I feel so much bliss.
He bowed down.
He bowed down.
Touching my feet. And
touching my feet.
Just ran up. This is just what Prabhupada gave us.
This is just what Prabhupada gave us.
Chant the Panchatattva Mantra, then chant Hare Krishna.
Chant the Panchatattva Mantra, and then chant Hare Krishna.
So, this verse tells us how different devas they approach Krishna.
This verse tells us how different devas approached Krishna
when he was in the womb of Devaki.
When he was in the womb of Devaki.
That reminds me that in the pastimes of Dwarka.
That reminds me that in the pastimes of Dwarka.
That Parikshit Maharaj, he was hearing the Bhagavatam.
Parikshit Maharaj was hearing the Bhagavatam.
From Sukadeva Goswami.
From Sukadeva Goswami.
And Sukadev.
And Shukadev
was telling him different pastimes.
Was telling different pastimes.
So at one point, Rikit Maharaj, imagine, he was fasting from water, food, for 7 days.
Imagine, Parikshit Maharaj was fasting from water and food for 7 days.
Now he's on the 10th canto.
Now he's on the 10th canto.
Out of 12.
Out of 12.
Must have been at least 5 or 6 days.
Must have been at least 5 or 6 days.
What would we do at that time?
What would we do at that time?
Water, food.
Water, water, food.
But what is he doing?
But what's he doing?
What else did my wonderful Lord do? Tell me what else my wonderful Lord do.
What else did my wonderful Lord do? Tell me, what else did my wonderful Lord do?
He wasn't thinking about food or water. He was thinking about what my Lord did.
He was in such ecstasy. He wasn't thinking about food or water. He was thinking, what else did my wonderful Lord do?
So sometimes, you know, I read Bhagavatam so many times.
Sometimes, you know, we've read the Bhagavatam so many times.
But we pass over these things.
But we pass over these things.
But then you realize.
Then you realize.
What you know, how Parikshit Maharaj was so much enjoying hearing the pastimes of Krishna.
How Parikshit Maharaj was so much enjoying hearing the pastimes of Krishna.
How much happiness he was receiving.
How much happiness he was receiving.
No, we should be also taste a drop of that happiness.
We should taste at least a drop of that happiness.
And then, recently, BBT published this Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
And recently, BBT published this Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
And there it tells about some pastimes in Dwarka.
And there it tells about some pastimes in Dwarka.
Where Rohini and different Rukmini and Satyabhama, they're all together discussing about the suffering of the residents of Vrindavan and separation of Krishna.
Rukmini and Satyabhama, they're all discussing the sadness of the residents of Vrindavan.
And Balaram was also there.
Balaram was also there.
And then somehow Krishna that day, he didn't come out.
Somehow Krishna on that day, he didn't come out.
But then he was out of sight, but he heard what they were talking.
He was out of sight, but he heard what they were talking.
And then he asked Balaram, is it true?
Balaram, is it true?
Balaram said, it's true.
Balaram said, it's true.
The residents of Vrindavan, there's so much separation.
The residents in Vrindavan are in so much separation.
And then Krishna fell down and started crying.
Then Krishna fell down and started crying.
When Krishna is crying, then everybody is crying.
When Krishna is crying, then everybody's crying.
Balaram is crying, Rukmini is crying.
Balaram was crying, Rukmini was crying.
And then they heard this crying.
And then they heard this crying.
In the Dharma Sabha of all the Rishis.
In the Dharma Sabha of all the Rishis.
Ugrasena and others, they came running.
Ugrasena and others, they all came running.
And they saw Krishna crying.
And they saw Krishna crying.
And so they start crying.
And then they start crying.
And then these omens came in the sky.
And then these omens came in the sky.
Brahma came down.
Brahma came down.
Brahma saw it first, he started crying.
And Brahma saw it and he started crying.
Then he said, I have to somehow return things to normal.
And he thought, somehow I should return things to normal.
At that time, in Dwarka.
At that time in Dwarka,
they had a replica garden made by Vishwakarma.
They had a replica garden made by Vishwakarma.
That had the pastimes of Vrindavan.
They had the pastimes of Vrindavan.
And they had dioramas of Nanda, Yashoda, Radharani.
And they had dioramas of Nanda, Yashoda, Radharani.
So
then he thought,
I'll take Krishna to that garden.
I'll take Krishna to that garden.
And he'll think he's in Vrindavan.
And he'll think he's in Vrindavan.
Everything will be normal.
Then everything will be normal.
Like this, such a beautiful pastime.
Like this, such beautiful pastimes.
And then Krishna was totally in ecstasy.
And Krishna was totally in ecstasy.
But then Krishna was thinking, well, If I go back to Vrindavan.
But then Krishna's thinking, well, if I go back to Vrindavan,
they won't also let me leave.
They won't also let me leave.
And like this, thinking of different.
Like this, thinking of different.
If I go, and I leave, they'll feel worse separation.
If I go and then I leave, then there'll be more in separation.
So he goes, all Dwarka became crazy.
But the whole Dwarka became crazy.
Krishna's crying.
Krishna's crying.
Balaram's crying.
Balaram's crying.
And then Krishna was dressed up in a cowherd form.
And Krishna was dressed up in cowherd form.
He became so attractive.
He became so attractive.
Even the wife of Ugrasena was Padmavati.
Even the wife of Ugrasena, Padmavati.
She became attracted to Krishna.
She became attracted to Krishna.
She's as old as his grandmother.
She's as old as his grandmother.
So Rohini tackled her. She ruined the whole ecstasy.
So they tackled her. She ruined the whole ecstasy.
Interesting. Anyway. These pastimes of Krishna.
These pastimes of Krishna.
How sweet they are.
How sweet they are.
And how the devas, they're coming down and offering their prayers.
How the devas, they're coming down and offering their prayers.
But once Krishna appears.
But once Krishna appears.
He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
And his amazing pastimes will teach even Brahma,
His amazing
Indra,
pastimes will even teach Brahma, Indra.
Various lessons.
Various lessons.
So, Srila Prabhupada gave us unlimited nectar.
So Srila Prabhupada gave us unlimited nectar.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Maharaj, thank you for a very wonderful class. I was just wondering, can you think of anybody within ISKCON who is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada as being an associate of Lord Chaitanya? And if so, could you tell us the story?
I don't know. I heard some rumors. But I didn't hear a rumor. I asked once for Prabhupada to say that home minister of West Bengal came to see Prabhupada.
Home minister of West Bengal came to see Prabhupada.
And he commented that these devotees with you.
And he commented that these devotees with you.
And he pointed to many of our devotees.
And he pointed to many of the devotees.
I think they were previously born in India.
I think they were previously born in India.
And they must be devotees before.
And they must have been devotees before.
Prabhupada said yes.
Prabhupada said yes.
That I also think.
That I also think.
Then I, more or less everyone left.
Then more or less everyone left.
There was one or two of us.
There were one or two of us.
With Srila Prabhupada.
With Srila Prabhupada.
I said Prabhupada.
I said Prabhupada.
I'm so fallen. How could I be a devotee before?
How could I have been a devotee before?
Prabhupada became very stern with me.
Prabhupada became
very
stern.
Don't doubt the word of the spiritual master.
Don't doubt the word of the spiritual master.
So I know that I took birth before. I don't know what birth.
So I know that I took birth before, but
as,
I don't know what
birth. In India as a devotee.
In India as a devotee.
But I'm not the only one. Prabhupada said it to that.
But I'm not the only one, Prabhupada said they took.
When I was walking in Golden Gate Park in 1968.
When I was walking in Golden Gate Park in 1968.
I heard devotees chanting.
I heard devotees chanting.
And I walked over there.
And I walked over there.
I saw a circle of devotees. It seemed like they were wearing bed sheets.
And I saw a circle of devotees. It seemed like they were wearing bed sheets.
And then one devotee looked to me. Had tilak. I felt like all my hairs on my back stood up. I just turned around and ran. I ran for like two miles. And I was thinking, well, why am I running?
And then I was thinking, why am I running?
Why this strange reaction? And then I turned back.
Walked back.
When I reached the place. So much time had gone by that they had left. And I was looking for, where are the devotees?
Where are the devotees?
And I saw a sign. Festival of the Chariots. On the bottom it said, vegetarian meal, 25 cent donation. Give the address.
And he gave the address.
450 Frederick Street. So I went there. But anyway, having this reaction. Later when Prabhupada said I was a devotee, I must have seen that tilak before. Oh, why did I get so frightened seeing it? I don't know if others have had that reaction. Any question?
Did Prabhupada say anything after that? Did Prabhupada respond to that
after that? He told me that you are a devotee. Don't doubt my words.
He told me that you were a devotee. Don't doubt my words.
What to say after that? Have you ever, who was it yesterday told that Prabhupada, he could be very stern and also very soft? So then, when Prabhupada was stern, he didn't dare speak.
So yesterday, they were saying that Prabhupada could be very stern and very soft. So when he became very stern, you wouldn't speak.
There was no reply that would do that.
There was no reply that would do anything.
Sometimes Prabhupada was very stern with me in Mayapur.
Sometimes Prabhupada was very stern with me in Mayapur.
Then later he would say, how do you tolerate such a spiritual master like me?
How do you tolerate such a spiritual master like me?
And that made me feel worse.
And that made me feel worse.
Oh no. And then I would say, no, it's my fault.
And then I would say, you know, it's my fault.
But any other question from the ladies?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I have a comment about your class when you were mentioning that there were shadows on the walls of the prison where the devas were appearing to Devaki. when Madhavisa was leaving his body, he also saw shadows on the wall. He made that comment.
Madhavisa was very dear to Shilapa.
Madhudusha is very dear to Srila Prabhupada.
And I don't doubt that there may have been some devas to accompany him.
I don't doubt that there may have been some devas to accompany him.
That reminds me of one family. The whole family is initiated except the husband.
That reminds me, there's one family. The whole family is initiated, but the husband. He was always against.
This is a waste of time.
So this is a waste of time.
And he was diagnosed with cancer.
And he got diagnosed with cancer.
And he had the fourth stage.
And he had the fourth stage.
So then, that's like very hard to cure at that point.
So that's very hard to cure at that point.
So then he was in his bed.
So then he was in his bed.
And he saw some people walk through the wall.
And he saw some people walk through the wall.
Carrying some kind of rope.
Carrying some kind of rope.
Bare upper body.
Bare upper body.
Hairy.
Hairy.
Fangs.
Fangs.
No. And they walked, they went through the wall and went out.
Then they went through the wall and went out.
After that, he called his wife.
After that, he called his wife.
I want to hear the Bhagavad Gita.
I want to hear the Bhagavad Gita.
I want neck beads.
I want neck beads.
I want
japa.
And he spent the last days just chanting.
And he spent the last days just chanting.
Prabhupada also said that, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prabhupada also said, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
It's like in the government.
It's like in the government.
Your social workers and your police.
The social workers and the police.
They're all seen by the government as different agencies of the government.
They're all seen by the government as different agencies of the government.
And they're equal to all.
They're equal to all.
But for the criminals.
But for the criminals.
They don't like the police.
They don't like the police.
They may like the social workers sometimes.
They may like the social workers sometimes.
But the police they don't like.
But the police they don't like.
Prabhupada said, we're like the social worker. We're just giving out charity.
So Prabhupada said, we're like the social worker. We're just giving out charity.
We're giving people tickets back to Godhead.
We're giving people tickets back to Godhead.
And the Yamadutas and others, they have a different function.
And the Yamadutas and others have a different function.
So somehow this father appeared that he saw Yamadutas.
Somehow this father, it appeared that he saw Yamadutas.
And then they did a job for us. After that, he changed completely.
After that, he changed completely.
I want to hear Gita, I want to chant.
I want to hear Gita, I want to chant.
He didn't want to see the Yamadutas again.
He didn't see the Yamadutas again, it seemed. He didn't want to see.
And by Krishna's mercy, he won't see.
And by Krishna's mercy, he won't see.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Shri Prabhupada ki.